Yaraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding five lines from the top on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Im Shalshem Meis, Zesh Olav, V'chulu. So the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if after the Geirul now decides, we have now a Sayer LaShem, we have a Sayer LaZazel, and then one of the Seirim dies, so let's say it's the Sayer LaZazel that dies. So the halacha is they make a new raffle. We have a Sayer LaShem that's still alive, the Sayer LaZazel died. So they get two new Seirim, and they make a raffle. And whichever one the Sayer LaZazel lot falls on, so that becomes the new Sayer LaZazel. The other one died, this is the new Sayer LaZazel. And the lot that the Sayer LaShem falls on becomes a second Sayer LaShem. So the Mishnah says, now what do you do now that you have two Sayer LaShems? So one of them gets used, and the other one, the Tanakama holds, you let it just graze until it develops a mum, and then it gets sold, and the money is used to buy an adava for the Mizbeach. So the Shaila is, and that the Mishnah was a little bit vague about which one of the, let's say in this case that we just spoke out, which Sayer LaShem gets used? Is it the first one, the original one, or is it the one from this new lottery? Is it the second one? So the Gemara is going to bring a machlaikis regarding this exact point. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yireh. The Sayer LaShem of the first group, that's the one that actually gets used, that gets brought, that's the one that gets used on Yom Kippur. The Sayer LaShem of the second group, that one, you just let it graze until it develops the mum. So it's the first one that gets used. It's the first Sayer LaShem that will get used in such a case. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikrav. He says that no, it's the opposite. It's the other one. It's the Sayer LaShem, let's say, of the second group that gets used, that's the one that gets used on Yom Kippur, and the Sayer LaShem, the original one, the first one, that one is the one that you let it graze. So says the Gemara, B'maika Mifligi, what's this Machlekes Rav in Rabbi Yochanan Talian? Says the Gemara, Rav Savar Balichayim Eina Nidchen, Rav Yochanan Savar Balichayim Nidchen. What this means is that there's a certain psul when it comes to Kachim called Dichoy. Dichoy is, if let's say you have Kachim, and it becomes puzzle temporarily. It temporarily becomes puzzle for whatever reason. And then it becomes fit again to be used. So the halacha is that's called dichoy. Everybody holds of this, that in such a case, so the kachem is going to become puzzle. It's called dichoy. That if it was one time it became puzzle, once it one time became puzzle, you can't bring it back. Once it's dachoy, it's dachoy. The shaila is does that psul apply to animals? So Rabbi Yochanan says that even Bali Chaim are Nidchen. This psul of Dichoy applies even to animals. However, Rav holds that no, Bali Chaim ain't a Nidchen. Bali Chaim don't have this psul of Dichoy. Now the Gemara soon is going to bring the Makairis for each Shita. Rav, who says this Chilik, doesn't seem to have any really Makar to differentiate between animals and Kachim once the animal's dead. The Archon Neir and Sukkah on Lamagilam and Aleph says that Lafi Rav, it must be a Halach L'maishim Misina. But Al-Kabanim, so that's the Machlaikis. So Rav says that there's no Dichway when it comes to animals. And therefore, even though the original Sayer at a point became unfit to be used because the Sayer HaMishtalech, the Sayer LaZazel, died. So now the Sayer LaShem is unfit to be used. Still, once you do in the Geirul, and now you have a new Sayer LaZazel, so now the first original Sayer can now be used again. And therefore, Rav Taka says to use that one. The Gemara is going to discuss why Dafka to use it. But Rav holds that it doesn't become Pasul. However, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the first Sayer LaShem, the original one, became Pasul. Because once the Sayer HaMishtaleach died, once the Sayer LaZazel died, so now even after they get a new Sayer LaZazel, since there was a point in time where the first Sayer LaShem was unfit to be used, so it's Dichoy, it's Dachoy, and even Bali Chaim Nidchin, and therefore he held that the first Sayer LaShem is Pasul, and therefore to Dafka use the second one. So now says the Gemara, my time de Rav, what's the Makar for Rav? I mean, we already said the reason for Rav. Rav holds Bali Chaim Ein Nidchin, but why does he hold that? How does he know that? Says the Gemara, the Yalav Mi Mechusar Zman. He learned it out from Mechusar Zman. We spoke about previously that an animal when it's less than 8 days old is not fit to be used, but once it's 8 days old, it's fit to be used. So what do you see? Mechusar Zman Lav Afo Gav the Hashdolei Chazi. You see when it's 7 days old, it's right now it's not fit. Ki Hader Michzi Shaper Dami. Yet once it turns 8 days old, result, now it could be used. We don't say it's dachoy. We don't say that since there was a time where it was pasul, so now it can't be used. So hachanami lo ishna. So here too also, that, but when it comes to all bali chayim, there's no psul of dachoy. You see that bali chayim ain't a nidchen. That's what you see from the whole concept of mechuser zman, that there was a point in time where it wasn't fit to be used, and still it's able to become kosher. Says the Gemara, that's not a riot to Rav's side. Because midami, hasam, when it comes to mechuser's man, layis chazi klal. It was never fit to be used to begin with. When it was set, until it turns 8 days old, it's not that it was fit and then became dachoy. Dachoy means something was originally fit and then became dachoy. But over here, when it was 7 days old, it never had a time where it was fit to be used. So it was like kilu, it was never even hukdash yet. Because it never even had a time yet where it was fit. So the fact that it couldn't be used isn't as stark of a thing. Because it's not that it was dachoy, it just never became part of the parasha yet. So once it turns 8 days old, now it's in the parasha, now it could be used. But you can't bring a raya to there, you can't bring a raya from there to the concept of Bali Chaim Ein Nidchen, that if you have something which was fit and then became pushed away, it became dachoy, that it could still become fit again afterwards. So rather, what's Rav's Makar? Ela Hainu Taim Ed Rav. Rather, this is Rav's Makar, that Bali Chaim Ein Nidchen, D'yalef Mi Bal Mum Oivir. He learned it out from the halacha of an animal who has a bal, of a carbon that gets a mum, and then the mum goes away. Bal Mum Oivir Lav Afel Gav D'Loi Chazi, even though while it had the mum, it wasn't fit to be used. Yet Hashtaki Ha, yeah, when the mum goes away, so now the carbon could be used. So you see that just like when the mum goes away, even though while the mum was there, it became pasul, and yet still, once the mum goes away, you could use it. So it's here too also, you see that there's no psul of dachoy, and therefore, it must be because bali chayim ein nidchen. Says the Gemara, that's not a good raya, because says the Gemara, before we get to what Rabbi Yechlin says back to the raya, but says the Gemara, but how do we know that that halacha is even true about a mum? Meaning Rav's making an assumption. Rav says he learns the halacha of the bali chayim ein nidchen from a bal mum, that the mum goes away. Who says that when the mum goes away, it becomes kosher? V'hasam minoan, how does Rav know that? Tichsiv, because he has a pasuk. The pasuk says, ki mashchasam bahem mum yiratsu. It's a mum bum. It says that if they have a mum bum on them, lo ye ratzu, so then they don't become, they can't be used as a carbon. Mum bum hu de lo ye ratzu. It's only while the mum is on it, that's when it can't be used as a carbon. Ha'aver mumon, but once the mum goes away, so then ye ratzu, so then you could use it again as a carbon. He learns it out from bum that it's only while it's on the behemoth, while the mum is there, that's when it cannot be used. But once the mum goes away, so now you could use it. Reb Yechanan, what's Reb Yechanan going to say back to this? L'chayra Rav has a good raya. You see from bal mum aiver, you see from mum aiver that there's no dach, there's no psul of dichoy when it comes to bali chayim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan miit rachmana bahem. Rabbi Yechanan will tell you that even though it's true by a bal mum, by mum aiver, that it does become roy, and we don't say it's dachoy, but that's miit rachmana bahem. But the Torah has a miit that's dafka bahem. It says kimashchasam bahem mum bam. Bahem, it's dafka by mum aiver. Heim hu dechi aver mum an yeratzu. That's where we find that it doesn't have the psul of dichoy. But however, hakol dechuyin, hayov a nidchu nidchu. But when it comes to all other dechuyin, so then once it's nidchu, and you can't use it. Even bali chayim are nidchu. It was dafka, mum aiver, that the Torah was megala, that it's different. The Rav, what does Rav learn from Bahem? Rabbi Yochanan has a miyad. It says Bahem. The Rav will tell you that Ahu Bahem is Be'enayu Hu Duloy Mirtsu. It's coming to teach us that it's only when the animal is by itself as a mum, that's when you can't use it as a carbon. However, ha'ayidei taroivis, so then mirtzu. But if it's mixed together with other animals which don't have a mum, so then you could use it. And midaraisa, once it's mixed together, so then it's the psul goes away. Obviously, we're not talking about an animal that's alive, because then you could just see and you could check if the mum is still there. Obviously, we're talking about the evarim. That the evarim after the fact, that if the evarim of a like the Gemara is about to bring, because it's not like we learned in the Mishnah, that evarim tamimim, if let's say you have evarim of a behema which did not have a mum, be'evarim bali mumin, and that got mixed together with evarim of bali mumin, so now you want to bring it as a carbon oila, so you want to bring the evarim onto the mizbeach, but it's all mixed together. Bali chayim are not even batel b'raiv. So what are you going to do? It's all mixed together. So Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, he says that imkirev harosh, that once you bring the imkirev harosh, that if you already brought the head of one of the heads that are here, shel echel mehen, of one of them, it could be, it seems like you weren't supposed to, but let's say you brought one of the heads of, already of the, one of the animals that were here. So then yakrivu kol harashin kulan, meaning it seems like we're talking about a case that there was only one balmum that got mixed together with the other tamimim. So once you bring one raish, so then you could bring all the heads, because then Rashi says we could be taila that the raish that was brought already, that's the one that was ready from the balmum. Now if this was a daraisa, so you can't be taila such a thing. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to assume that maybe the head that was brought already, that was the head of the balmum. If there's an iser daraisa in this mixture, and you're playing, so then you're playing with fire. You can't just be taila such a thing. Says Rashi, it must be Rabbi Eliezer understood that once it's mixed together, there's no potential iser daraisa over here. Even because even if you would bring the balmum, it's only an iser derabanan. Once it's in the mixture, it's not aser midaraisa. It's only aser midaraban. It's only aser midarabanan. And therefore, once you have that, you bring one of the raishes, so then we could be taila. We'll be makel that you could. And then you could bring all the other heads. We'll be titled that the head that was brought already was the head of the balma. But you see from here that Rabbi Eliezer clearly holds that it's not a daraisa. How come it's not a daraisa? It must be. This is what Rav learns from Bahem. Rav is telling you like Rabbi Eliezer, and he's telling you the makar. The makar is because the Torah says Bahem that it's only when it's beinayu, only when they're by themselves, as opposed to when they're in a mixture. Once we brought the Mishnah, we'll continue. Kirav, if they already brought one shalachad man, if they already brought the feet of one of the of one of the sets of feet that are in this mixture, so then yakrivu kol hakarayim. So then again, you could kulon. So then again, you could bring all the feet, because we could be taila that the original feet which were brought, that's the one which came from the balmum. Because anyways, there's no potential iser daraisa over here. However, chachamim ayrim, the chachamim say that afilu karvu kulon. That no, even if you brought all of them, chutz me'echad man, except for one. Let's say they brought all the heads already. They just have one head left. Still, the halacha is you have to be machmir yetze lebeis asreifa. You cannot put it onto the mizbeach. You have to take that last head and bring it to the beis asreifa. It cannot be used. So Rashi learns that the pshat and the chachamim is that they hold that no, that even when it's in the mixture, it is aser midaraisa, and therefore you can't be meikel because there's a potential iser daraisa over here. So what do the chachamim do with bahem? L'chayri l'fi Rashi, the chachamim hold like Rav Yochanan. The chachamim will learn from Behem that it's dafka by the mum iver that we have a psul by mumin that we have a concept that there's no psul of dichoy, but when it comes to all other things that there is a psul dichoy. That's what the Chachamim would say. However, other Rishonim learned that no, that even the Chachamim only said this midrabanan as a chumrah that yetzid lebeis asreifa. Even the Chachamim are maida that the drasha of Behem is like Rav said, that the drasha of Behem is to teach us that once it's in a mixture, so now midaraisa, it's motor, there's no potential isa daraisa over here. That which the Chachamim say yetzid lebeis asreifa was just a chumrah midrabanan, and really Rav is even like the Chachamim. And they're medaik, because the Chachamim don't say that you have to take all the Evarim which were brought in the Mizbeach and take them down. If it was mamish aser midaraisa, so you should have to take those evarim down. It must be that no, really midaraisa, it's fine because once it's in a mixture, there's no potential iser daraisa. The psul of mum is only when it's by itself, not when it's in a mixture. However, as a chumra, the chachamim said yetzel beis asreifa, and really Rav could even be like the chachamim. But al kapana, the reason why the Gemara brought this whole mishnah is to show that Rav will learn from Behem, Rabbi Yochanan learned from Behem that it would stafka by mum iver that we don't have that it's ena nidchen. But Rav learned from Behem. A different drasha, and therefore he was able to learn from Mamaiver that Bali Chaim ain't a nitchen. That it's a rule in all of Kachim that Bali Chaim ain't a nitchen. And what's Bahem for? Bahem is to teach us that the mum, the psul of mum, is only when it's by itself and not when it's in a mixture. V'idach, so now where does Rabbi Yochanan know this from? That the psul of mumin is only when it's by itself and not when it's in a mixture. L'choy Rabbi Yochanan has to agree. I guess either with Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is assuming, or the other Rishayim, it's much easier to read that everybody held like Rav. So Rabbi Yochanan has to fit for sure with the Chachamim. So obviously, if the Chachamim say that there's no psul midaraisa when it's in a mixture, so where does Rabbi Yochanan learn that from? He can't be from Behem, because Rabbi Yochanan says Behem is to teach us that it's dafka mumin that doesn't have a psul of dachoy, but everything else does. So says the Gemara, Vidach, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you that you want to know what the makar is, that when it's in a mixture, that once it's in a mixture that there's no iser daraisa, nafkale mi bam bahem. The Torah could have said bam and it says bahem. So besides bahem being extra, it could have even this extra word of bahem, the Torah could have said it shorter. It could have said bam. So from the fact it says bahem, the extra hay, so we can make two drushes. One, that it's dafka by mumin, that we say it's in a nidchen, and then second drasha is that it's only usher when it's by itself, but now when it's in a mixture. V'idach, and what does Rav learn from the extra hay? Says the Gemara, bam bahem loy darish. He holds that it's not extra. He holds that that's the normal way for the Torah to write it would be bahem, and therefore you shouldn't learn anything out from the extra hay. Adkat. So that's the machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says to use the sayer, the first sayer Lashem, and then it's the second one. That's the one that gets let to graze. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's the opposite. And we said that the reason for Rav that he's able to use the first one is because he holds Bali Chaim Eina Nidchen. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't use the first one because Bali Chaim Nidchen. Rav says you could use the first one because Bali Chaim Eina Nidchen. But that's the Gemara. Well, the Rav Nihi Nami the Bali Chaim Eina Nidchen. So granted, Bali Chaim Eina Nidchen. So therefore, you could use the first one. But why Davka using the first one? So why can't you just choose whichever one you want to use? Why does Rav say to Davka use the first one? So says the Gemara, something we should all be familiar with at this point, that Amar Rava, Rav Sabra Lekreb Yaisi. Rav holds a Kreb Yaisi, the famous Rabbi Yaisi who we mentioned before. We mentioned just a short while ago that Rabbi Yaisi said, the Amar Mitzvah Berishon. Rabbi Yaisi said there's a mitzvah to always use the first one. Says the Gemara again, hey Rabbi Yaisi, where do we find the Rabbi Yaisi such a thing, that there's a mitzvah to use the first one? If you say it's Rabbi Yaisi about machsa shekel, that now we learned in the Mishnah that shalosh kupay shall shalosh shayishayin shabahen tarmin es alishka. They would take away the machsa shekel from the larger kupays into the smaller kupays, and when they collected it into the smaller kupays, so they collected it into three smaller containers that each contained three son, and each one had a letter on it. One said aleph, one said beis. The cost of a lane aleph beis gimel. Each one had a letter on it. Aleph beis and gimel. V'tani, we learned in the Braisa on this Mishnah that Amr Rabbi Yaisi explained that Lama Kosav Alein Aleph Beis Gimel, that why did these kupois each have a letter on it? Leida Ezim Hanisra Marishon, in order to know which one was collected first. They would first collect the Machzah Shekel from the Lishka into the barrel, into the container which had an Aleph on it, and then into the Beis one, and then into the Gimel one. So we want to know which one was collected into first. Why? Lahavi Heimen Arishon, to use that container first. When we were purchasing the Karbanis Sibur, it came from this money, so we wanted to know which container was Nitra Marishon, which shkalim were nisra marishon, in order to use those ones first. Why? Shemitzvah barishon, because there's a mitzvah to use the first one. So you see that there's a mitzvah to use the first. That's why Rav said that there's dafka an inyan to use the first sayer. It doesn't become possible because bali chayim in a nidchen. Once it's not possible, so you should dafka use it because mitzvah barishon. Well, frak the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from this sheet of Rabbi Yaisi because dil mashani hasam de beinu de ischazi kamaisa le ischazi besreisa. Maybe over there in Rabbi Yossi's case it's different, because when the shkalim were being collected into the smaller containers, so the first one's full, the second one still has no shkalim in it. So the first one's now already right to be used, and the second one's not right, there is nothing in it yet. So since the first one, it's not just it was designated first, it was actually fit to be used first. That's where we say that there's a mitzvah berishon, when it was actually fit to be used first. But over here by the seirim aren't really fit to be used until the gairah is all completed and everything's all done. And so they become Roy at the same time. And if so maybe in such a case we don't say that there's a mitzvah berishon. It's only when something became Roy before the other one that we say mitzvah berishon. But over here, granted it was designated first, but it wasn't Roy to be used first. So says the Gemara, El Rabbi Yaisi de Pesach. We see from Rabbi Yaisi de Pesach by the Karban Pesach that no, even something which was just designated first, there's still an Indian to use that one first. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Hamafresh Pischai Va'avad, a person's Mafresh a Karban Pesach, and then he loses it. Vehifresh Acher Tachtov, so he separates another animal to be used for his Karban Pesach, v'acher kach nimsa rishon, and then he finds the original one, so now v'harei shnei noimdin, so now he has both of them in front of him, so which one should he use? So says the Braiso, eizem mehen sheyirtza yakrev divrei chachamim. The chachamim say, use whichever one you want, doesn't matter. However, Rabbi Yaisi aimer that no, mitzvah berishon, there's a mitzvah to dafka use the first one. Unless the second one's nicer, but otherwise there's a mitzvah to use the first one. Now by Karban Pesach they both become roi at the same time, because nothing's roi to be used until Chatzais of Yudal and Nisan. Presumably this whole story happened before that, so they both become roi at the same time, and still Rabbi Yaisi says there's a mitzvah to use the first one simply because it was designated first. So to over here by the Seirim, there would Rav holds there's a mitzvah to dafka use the first one since it was designated first. first, even though they both become Roy at the same time, since the first one was designated first, so that should be the one that's used. And there's no psul because Baal HaChayim ain't a Nidchin, so therefore that one should be used. Whereas Rabbi Eichanan says it can't be used because it's possible, because Baal HaChayim, even Baal HaChayim, are Nidchin.